Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The brown jacket ceremony will be, I think it's pregame on Saturday. So both those guys, then they do a nice dinner for all the legends. They've actually kind of twisted it around the last couple years. I've been, you know, really lucky to be able to MC some of these events that they've had the last couple years, and it's just a great, like, for me, I'm a kid in the candy store because I'm watching all of these players that, you know, that I appreciated growing up, and then seeing them, then they take a huge team picture at the end of the night, and it's fantastic. And you know, Phil is absolutely 100% worthy of this. And then I do think it's extra special this year with Jim Donovan being inducted. Like, he is the only non-player. He will be as of Saturday night.
No coaches in it?
Nope. It's only players. He's the first non-player to be inducted into the Legends. So,
that's cool.
You know, it's a very big deal, and I think the Legends are very important. Especially for, you know, our generation, because I think the Legends brought together the new Browns and the old Browns, and you heard Phil talk about that. And I just think it's super important as far as, you know, we fought so hard to keep the history of this team, and for them to be able to marry these two eras together, especially now that we're starting to see some of the players from this era, to be able to, you know, be a part of the history that, you know, we all kind of, the 64 era, the 70s, the 80s. So it's really special, and it's an honor to be able to do that, and it's really going to be an honor this weekend, knowing exactly, you know, the impact that this year's Legends class has. And it's truly a fitting tribute to Jim as well. And I know that, you know, Phil's an ultimate team player, and he's being humble, but he absolutely 100% deserves this honor. And, you know, think about how many times have you heard Browns fans say, oh, I wish they would go back and get Phil Dawson, or Phil Dawson is the bar when it comes to, you know, kickers in this. Well,
I have a friend who would have.
Lou Groza might have been the bar, but.
I have a friend who would have divorced her husband to marry Phil.
I believe it. You know, so for this generation, for sure, this is truly, you know, it's an exciting weekend. I can't wait. It's going to be great.
I thought Phil's answer when I said, should teams draft kickers, was fascinating.
That's because you're the one who says you should never draft a kicker. Draft a kicker.
No, I don't think you should.
I thought he gave a great answer.
And the reason I say that you shouldn't draft a kicker is because they don't get it right. And Phil told us how they would get it right. And that was interesting to me. I thought that was really interesting. He said, coaches don't know. Did the ball go through? Yes. That's about what coaches know.
Yeah,
because
that's right.
They don't know the intricacies of a real specific skill. You know, it's a real specific skill.
I wonder how many special teams coaches are kickers. Can you even think of it?
No, there aren't.
I don't know of any.
It's like defensive backs.
It's guys that were
defensive backs, linebackers who covered kicks.
Right, a lot of gunners.
Exactly what it is.
Guys with that, you know.
I don't know of any kicker or punter who's a coach. those are all specific skill coaches, you know?
Yeah.
If you punted, you're doing punting lessons for kids.
How about
you're doing punting skills. You're coaching maybe at a lower level, but you're probably not a special teams coach. I can't think of any. But I thought Phil's answer was interesting because he said, you're getting to the point now where there's like one person in every organization who knows something about kicking and knows what to look for. And that was interesting. And that, to me, Andy, screams this. If you're an NFL team and you need a kicker, and you know you're going to need a kicker, I'm calling Phil Dawson. I'm calling Justin Tucker when he retires. And I'm saying, hey, how much for you to scout and look at and do all this so that we can draft a kicker? Find one for us.
Why not just have a kicking coach that's all-encompassing? Does that make sense?
So meaning
that
what?
Well, that they're
to hire a kicking coach.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
My guess is that
would do all of those things.
My guess is that they would think, okay, we don't need one guy to coach one guy.
But it's kicking slash scouting. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, except we don't need a full-time one guy employee to manage one position.
Have you noticed
even that critical?
Have you noticed how many coaches the Browns have?
Yeah, I know.
They pretty much have one for every position on the field.
I would think you could hire a guy on a freelance basis to do that. And my guess is that that's what they do because I don't know of many teams that have a specific I coach the kicker.
Me having more, you know, me possessing more fake money than you, mythical money than you, I would do whatever it takes to get the best kicking coach in there and make sure that he's working with my team. I'm not going to, you know, worry about pennies when it comes to getting the best coach possible that can also go out and look and find me another kicker if I need one. So I'm sparing no expense because I want to, because I know those points are very important. You, if you want to go cut, you know, cut rate, knock yourself out. I'm going out and getting the best. And I'm going to hire a full-time kicking coach as an assistant.
Jimmy and D. Haslam, thank you for spending their money.
If it means a difference in winning a game at the end, is it worth it?
Yeah. Except
maybe we should value kicking coaches though.
Maybe you should just value getting a good kicker. And the Browns did without having to draft one. Dustin Hopkins. They did trade for one.
Yeah, but they had to throw darts at a dartboard to get to that point.
Yeah, see, and that backs up Phil's thought. They drafted a guy who didn't work, Austin Seibert. Oh, wait a minute. He was 7 of 7 last week. They used a higher pick on Cade York. It didn't work.
But he's right.
You know, so
teams,
far, anyway.
Teams are drafting kickers based on how often they put it through the uprights, not anything more than that.
What'd you think of his thoughts about kickers today and the mentality of coaches to go for it? Because Phil never hit a 50-yarder until his fourth year in the NFL. But as he told us, my first kick in high school was a 50-yarder. But now coaches are going for it. The league is so wide open offensively, they're just going for it. And he didn't mention Brandon Aubrey, who's the kicker in Dallas, but he said we see it in Dallas. Coaches are going for these long kicks, and he thinks somebody's going to go for a 70-yarder sometimes.
I think the game's changed throughout, even all the way down to high school. I watch high school kickers that are
phenomenal,
that are kicking it out of the end zone.
Yeah.
The kid from NDCL last week, I was watching him. I mean,
kids who are kicking extra points that look like NFL extra points because they just go sky high and they just boom. It's
end over end, baby.
It's fascinating to watch. Great to have Phil with us. We just had kicker talk on Baskin and Phelps.
Long snapper tomorrow?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.